This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Hour 3 of the most exciting, exhilarating, and entertainment and entertaining show on earth other than the alien shows. Yes, this is Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. Denise Dirks is with me, my illustrious and most popular co-host that people email and say she's the smarter one of all of us. And Cal Hunter, thank you for being here, Cal, producing this wonderful show. Thank you to our affiliates out there. I haven't said thank you in a while to Amargosa Valley. We have the Amargosa Valley they are big followers of Radio Law Talk. They're a small town, but they love us, at least that's what they tell us.
Amargosa Valley.
We do love the Amargosa Valley. Welcome. Also, KBDT in Dallas. Those of you who are streaming live at RadioLawTalk.com, remember you can text us at email us at info@RadioLawTalk.com, or you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Yep, you can do that. Or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek legal counsel if you have any questions about your case. Unless you're at the dinner table with people who don't know what's going on at Christmas time or during Hanukkah or during Thanksgiving or Easter and you want to show them up, don't use Radio Law Talk to the judge, but you can to your in-laws. I think that's okay. I think you could say, according to Radio Law Talk, so maybe not. I'm not quite sure, Cal, but do it. Do it anyway. It doesn't really matter.
I'm going with it, yeah.
We'll go with it anyway. Today, we're going to talk about the flatulent boss. We're going to talk about, we've been waiting for this for third hour. Is it bullying a person by having flatulence or passing flatulence in their desk space or in their office and walking away and laughing? Is it an assault? I'd say it might be assault with a deadly weapon. Could be. Depends if you where you went to lunch that day. I'm not quite sure. But believe it or not, there is a case, and we're going to talk about the law on that. We're going to talk about an actual case that came down about determining whether or not a man should be allowed to have sexual relations with his wife, and the court stops him.
His own wife?
His own wife. And you know what? It just
it could be a crime, by the way.
And by the way, as bizarre as this sounds, after we talk about it, you're going to say to yourself, wow, maybe I get that now. Maybe
that's funny. That's what my wife says.
That's a crime?
You should be arrested.
She needs defense.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you're in contempt of court because of that, Cal.
Could be. It's a risk I'm willing to take.
Did you properly lay the foundation of your case before the thing took care of?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Next witness, please, Your Honor.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to get into case or no case, because Denise and I, those of you who don't know much about case or no case, it is a fun game where Cal tries to trick the host on either a case that's real or not real, and if it's real, what if we can determine what the outcome is. And you can call in, and you can leave a message, you can text, you can do whatever you want to let us know what you think about the case or no case, and we get points for this. And at the end of the year, the winner gets Donna's Lemon Bars. That is a very important...
Oh, no, we're playing for spaghetti dinner this time.
Yeah, spaghetti dinner this time.
Oh, is she doing a spaghetti
dinner
today?
Spaghetti, yes.
Oh, yeah. Donna is Cal's wife and a wonderful cook, and that's why Cal has to chew on jerky and spit it out, because she's a wonderful cook, and this time she's going to make her famous spaghetti.
Hey, what's the point count so that we know where we're all at?
I guess I should get you that, shouldn't I? The way things stand right now, the lovely Mr. Penny has 29 points.
Ooh.
The lovely Ms. Dirks has 32 plus 6, so 38. You can do the math. And Todd Kunin has 21.
And Rodriguez, who's never here.
He has 3 points, whatever.
All right. All right. Let's lay it. Let's go. Let's go. Case or no case.
Ready to do it? Here we go. All
right. Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
And magic case or no case teleporter is going to take all of us to Hurricane, that's how they say it there, Hurricane, Utah. Spelled like hurricane, sounds like hurricane. Where Elaine Connell and Davin Josephs decided to get married. Each had lost their mates through death, so they were older, not quite at retirement age. She was 63, he was 64. However, there's a twist to this marriage because they are first cousins.
Ooh.
So they went to the, you know, presented themselves at the Washington County Clerk's office to get a license, and the clerk said, I can tell you two are in love. It's a beautiful thing. I'd like to help you, but I can't. But, the clerk said, come back in 2 years, and I can give you a license, and you can then be legally and lawfully married. So they went and sought some legal representation in the matter, saying the clerk was discriminating against them because they're cousins. And they said, and because of our age, too. After all, we're senior citizens here over 55. And I ask you, Ms. Dirks, case or no case?
I almost feel like I'm the underdog on this one.
Why? Say, by the way, there's no. We're not doing any double jeopardy.
But come back in 2 years.
Yeah, come back in 2 years.
There's something there, Denise.
I know. So how old was Elaine Connell and Gavin Joseph?
I already told you.
Oh, you did? See, I didn't write that down.
Yeah, she was 63. He was 64.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this is a case. And the reason the clerk refused to issue the marriage license is because under the current law, first cousins cannot marry each other, but there's an exception that the senior citizens that are 65 and older can. They're exempt from that law.
Wow.
Because they can no longer have children.
Yeah, well, I guess the children thing would be the issue, wouldn't it? The genetics.
Is that not smart?
Children. Yeah,
that is the most intelligent, thought-provoking answer I've ever heard. Of course it's from the most intelligent person on this panel.
Because it's from Denise, yes.
It's from Denise Dirks. Oh, my heavens. Seriously, Denise, that is exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I am dead serious. I am going to say, let me look. Okay. Look, I have 63, 64 written down. Oh, I didn't write the rest.
Your Honor, I promise it's exactly, yeah, what I was going to say. Yeah.
Your Honor, what she said?
Denise Dirks gets cited as authority by Fred Penny. Mark your calendars today.
I can't wait. I'm sitting in court. I'm like, Your Honor's asking me. Well, Your Honor, wait a minute. Hold on. Is Denise Dirks back in the audience back there?
Let me give her a call.
The answer is exactly what Denise said. She is right. It is exactly the case because that's why the 2 years, there was something with the 2 years, and when she said the age is 63, so they both have to be age over 65. By the way, Denise, what I didn't think of that you intelligently noted is the children issue, which is right, and I'm assuming they're first cousins, so because Cal's married to his first cousin, too. So.
I said they were first cousins, I never even dated my first cousin.
Okay. So we got to get to the point, though. Is it a case?
First question.
And if so, what's the outcome? Because it sounds to me like it is factually true. But what would the case be? Would it be
those couples
suing the clerk to issue the license early?
On the basis of age discrimination.
Okay, so age discrimination
is... Yeah, and on the basis of cousin discrimination.
The answer is...
They can't discriminate against us because we're cousins, they said.
So I'm going to say that it is a case and the plaintiffs lose.
Okay.
Or that it's really not... It's a factual... issue, but it's not a case.
What do you
say? So you're right. I agree with the analysis, but the question is, was this a real case that they brought? I think, okay, I'm going to say this, Cal. This is a real scenario, but they did not bring a case. That what you're doing is finding this issue, and you're saying they didn't bring a case to say they weren't.
Yeah,
it's a real scenario. They did not sue, but there is an issue that came before the Utah on this, but no lawsuit was filed. That's what I say. Okay, we're going to be back after this, and after we're done, Fred's going to win more points. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. We'll be back.
All efforts advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
What do you guys think out there? You think I'm going to win the points? Or is Denise going to win the points on this case?
Or are we both going to lose?
Cal, set it up again.
That's a real possibility. A couple of people in Utah, elderly cousins, first cousins, wanted to get married. She was 63, he was 64. They went to the county clerk. They said, please give us a license so we can do this. They said, you're in love. We get that. I'd love to do it, but come back in 2 years. Come back when you've grown up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world, as the old song used to go. At any rate, so Denise's theory on this was what?
That it was a case, and the reason for the law was to protect against the birth defects that come arising out of first cousins having children together.
Genetic mutation.
Exactly, right. And that so they have made the law not effective as against 65 and older, because those people cannot procreate together, and that the plaintiffs lose.
Okay. Mr. Penny, you
say... I say it's a scenario, but it is not a case. They did not bring a lawsuit, that it is a true scenario that actually occurs. And yes, other than that, I agree with Denise, but it was not a case that was brought forth, but it's a true scenario.
So for those of you who say it was not a case, that would be Fred.
Yeah!
It is a true scenario. That is the law in Utah. First cousins may not marry unless they are 65 years of age or older, of course. And, Denise, that means you got 1 point, okay, because that's the foundation of the law. No, wait, you said the plaintiffs lose.
No, they said the plaintiffs. She said there's a case. There was
Denise
no case.
Got 0 puntos.
Yes, I got 0.
And Fred got 2, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Yes.
Case or no case. And again, congratulations to you, Fred.
I'm nailing it, Cal, today.
I know. 13 points for you today.
Wow. That's I got one. Did I get 0 on the first one?
No, you got 1 point.
One point on the first one.
Yeah.
I got all the points in double on the second one.
Ten. Right.
And then I got all of them on this one. Wow. I think we should have no more case or no cases after this. Just so I can end on the high.
We're almost to our point.
We're getting close.
Winning, though.
Yeah, we're getting close. Yeah.
Because 50 is what we're calling it out.
We're going to go 50. We went 100 last time. That was too long.
Yes.
Yeah.
Denise,
what
is wrong with flatulence in the workplace, Denise? What? Why?
What's right about it?
What is wrong with flatulence in the workplace?
Well, first, I have to say that we found this story and kind of did research on the story before last week's show. However, Fred prohibited us from discussing it because he was going to be gone. He said, nope, you have to wait for the flatulent one for me. It's more appropriate if I'm here.
Yes, it is.
So we did. We decided to wait until Fred could be here to discuss this one. And you know what's why he wanted us to wait, Al? One of the persons in his office told me that Fred has a smell... office policy on smells.
You do, really?
No, on one smell.
Is it in the handbook?
No, it's not, but it is my... I go around to the offices, and we have multiple offices throughout this state, but I have partners in other states. That's another issue. But guess what? I do not allow... And everybody disobeys me, of course, because I have no say,
right.
Even though I'm the boss.
Even though you're the boss. And,
and Cal, guess what smell is not... 855-LAW-RADIO, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
Yeah.
What is the smell that Fred Penny does not allow in his offices if we have any of our staff? They're going to... they're going to tweet it right away. But I know for sure.
I'm guessing chili beans.
Chili beans is a good guess.
No, not it, though.
No, not chili beans. But there is
And I'll tell you something else. It's not flatulence.
That's
so
allowed.
That's okay?
That's allowed. Absolutely.
Well, Fred has to bully his employees somehow.
What?
marking your territory?
No. Think about it, Cal. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
It is a food substance.
Oh.
It is a food substance that is not allowed to smell up the whole office. Because don't forget, I believe when someone walks in the office, and we have beautiful offices and nice...
They're lovely. Yes,
It's lovely. It's a nice experience. In a bad situation, a lot of times, you know, they're hurt, they're injured, they're not feeling good. There's some smells that are just overpowering and irritating.
So no garlic.
Close.
Oh, dang it.
What's the next one? Okay, what's on a hamburger?
Sauerkraut?
Onions.
Onions. No onions allowed in the Penny & Associate Injury Lawyers firm. No, I can't stand it. I walk in the office. What the heck was that smell? And I'll spray stuff, and they know that that is... a pet peeve of mine.
And, of course, if they're eating onions, then they meet with a client. It's a doubly pleasant experience.
Well, I have a question then. Yeah. Does that also apply to our studio here?
Yes, it does. By the way, ready for this?
I think I broke the law.
That's what we're doing.
Are you ready for this? Yeah, they're going to do it. Ready for this? Grilled onions do not smell.
Not the same way.
Hardly at all. You can hardly smell grilled onions. So you know the difference between a grilled onion and an onion? Big difference in the smell. I have not had any feet issues yet in our firm.
Unlike the case or no case from last hour.
Right. That's exactly right. But tell us what happened here in this case, Denise. Do you know the facts of this case, or shall I go over?
I think you have to go over them.
Okay, let me tell you the facts of this case. All right. So this is out of Australia. And what happens is there's an individual, it's a man, that somehow does not get along with another individual man. And apparently this man that is complaining that actually brought a bullying lawsuit against this individual that is using his flagellants improperly. He has a small office with no windows, and the individual would walk by and when the doors open, come inside and pass gas in his office.
That's rude.
No, but it would be four to five times. Or he would walk up next to him and lift a leg and hit him with one. Now, here's the interesting thing.
What are they, in third grade?
Listen to this. Here's the interesting thing. The plaintiff in this case, who was receiving the flatulence, thought of something smart. He guarded himself. And he carried a weapon. What was the weapon he brought? Febreze. He brought some Febreze or Wizard.
Air freshener of some sort.
Air freshener. And when he'd come by and do that, he'd squirt him in his back end as he was doing that. So they got this tit-tat back and forth where they were, one was passing gas and the other one was shooting the Febreze at him. And this is a communal office. It's a small area. And we're going to get back and talk about what happened with the lawsuit when we come back.
This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and your favorite radio station. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Rospack here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable, things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. Letty &
You USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump wants the leaders of Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras to do more to prevent migrants from traveling to the U.S. But when asked by Fox News if he's considered a Northern Triangle summit, he said there's no need for one. Cutting aid to the three has gotten his message across.
We've done very well without the summit. They understand. We stopped to a saving $550 million because for the last 4 days it's been great. You see, that whole stream is drying up.
Trump also this week gave Mexico a one-year notice to address drug trafficking across the border and illegal immigration, threatening to slap auto tariffs on the country if it did not do enough to combat the rise in drugs and migrants coming into the U.S. The president also tells Fox and Friends the Russia investigation is all a big hoax the Democrats want to keep playing because they've done a lousy job. The CDC still doesn't know the source of an E. coli outbreak in Georgia, Kentucky, Ohio, Tennessee, and Virginia that's left at least 72 people ill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Just to thank all of you out there, just couldn't wait. You had to wait 2.5 hours to talk about flatulence. So we continue on our flatulence lawsuit. So where we left off is this individual in Australia brings a lawsuit about his boss. Apparently it's his supervisor. And he farts on him and he shoots and the other guy shoots back by shooting Febreze, Wizard, or something.
Deodorant
on him to do it. And by the way, what I forgot to say, an important thing, is the employee, this is his supervisor, by the way, is the farter. The employee calls him Mr. Stinky. Here comes Mr. Stinky down the hall. Mr. Stinky. So as Mr. Stinky and him get in this fight, after all, the employee gets laid off, and it's an engineering firm. And he's laid off according to the rest of the firm because of just there's a downturn in the economy, and his just job was terminated, so he sues.
And it's a 2008 case, and we all know that around that time there was a downturn worldwide. It was a global downturn in the economy.
So he did argue. His argument is it was abusive and that Mr. Stinky did that on purpose. Yes. And he did it in order to, it constituted bullying and assault in his mind. And so what happened, the court held that's not the case, and the appellate court affirmed. But here's the best part. Mr. Stinky, I'm going to call him the supervisor. Yes. Testified. Let's keep that as the, whenever there's a stinky.
Yeah, that's the flatulence. That's the flatulence sound.
Yeah,
so I'm just trying to be tactful here.
No, I think that's a good one.
Yeah, okay.
So Mr. Stinky, go ahead, Cal.
Wait, Mr. Stinky.
Mr. Yes. Stinky went ahead and testified under oath, and he said, quote, "Yeah, I may have done it once or twice." Oh, once or twice.
That's like telling an officer, I only have one beer.
I only had a couple of stinkies. Mr. Stinky. So I fired him.
You know, it's interesting. If this case were tried in California, the plaintiff would have probably prevailed.
If they went to Mexican food.
Okay. It's just my theory. If they went to Mexican food for lunch.
No, no, I mean, that's not trying to be,
But I'm saying, think about this. It really certainly makes for a hostile work environment. And in California, they are very, aggressive at enforcing that sort of thing. So it's not just the case and its merits sometimes. It's where it's heard.
What you're eating at lunchtime, because you're eating stuff with beans.
That's a separate story. Yeah, that's a separate
story. If you're going to my favorite restaurant, Chevy's, you got to be careful. So anyway, that is the case of the flatulence and Mr. Stinky. Mr. Stinky. Mr. Stinky.
Yes, got it.
So beware of Mr. Stinky in your office, because you will lose the case if you try to bring a case against Mr. Stinky if you're in Australia. But I think you're right, Cal. It depends. You really think about it getting to the real legal issue. If he's kind of bullying you because of that, whether he's doing that or calling you a name or sticking his tongue out at you or doing something like that, it can be a form of bullying.
Harassment.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I would think anyway.
I don't know.
Right, and so when he was subsequently terminated, what he was trying to do was employment type of wrongful employment termination.
He was looking
case.
For a hook to hang the fact that he got laid off.
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, the
and
thing that he,
farting just doesn't cut the mustard.
What? Well, apparently it's cheese.
Let's go from flatulence to having.
We need Todd.
Let's go from flatulence to sex with the spouse.
Okay.
That's a different one, sorry.
Oh, that's
so this is a really this is our global settlement, guys.
Okay.
Because this segment is this one is out of England now. So we've talked about Australia. We're going to go to the other side of the world and go to England. And there, a British man is having to put on a case about why he should or should not be allowed to have sex with his wife of 20 years.
Why is the court getting involved in such a question?
That's a super great question. That's because in England, there is a court of protection. That court protects people who are incapacitated or disabled in some way.
Whoa.
So this is a case where the wife has no longer the ability to consent. So she is incapacitated to the point where she cannot have or give legal consent. And so the question becomes, if the man has sex with his wife, how do they ensure and protect her against her inability to consent, which would be rape? Right? So that's the question. The funny thing is, if there's anything funny about this, the judge said this in the case. He said, I cannot think of any more obviously fundamental human right than the right of a man to have sex with his wife. But he didn't say, I can understand the fundamental right of the wife not to be raped. He didn't turn it to the other side. So he required a full-blown trial on this issue. And this issue is now going to be tried. Evidence is going to be taken, and then the social services has to present evidence as well, and the judge then will make a decision. So this hasn't yet come to fruition.
How disabled is this woman?
You know, they give no information because of the privacy rights involved. They gave no information on the man or the woman and what the condition is.
It's a sad scenario for both of them.
According to Sky News, they said that the individual husband said that he will continue and be sure that he will not have sex with his wife without consent. And he will make sure and he will promise he will not do that. At a preliminary hearing, he pledged not to have sex with his wife. And the judge stopped him and said, wait a minute. He said, you can face prison time if you breach this pledge. Because if the court orders you and says, okay, you've agreed not to have sex with your wife, and you do, you may be breaching your obligation or what you've agreed to with the court,
wow,
you may be put in...
So just like
in,
be contempt of court or
yeah,
something.
Contempt of court and be put in jail for having relations with your wife. But
yes,
but,
and he also further said it's going to be very hard and difficult to police this.
Oh, sure.
You know, because what's more private than your privacy of
going to have a
bedroom,
nanny
right?
cam in the bedroom?
I exactly.
Mean, so here's the thing is, when I read this and studied this a little bit, the big issue is big government going to watch over your sexual relations in your bedroom? Now, I agree, Denise, there's issues of, oh, well, if someone rapes you in your bedroom, what, that mean the government can't get involved? Of course they do. But how far is too far for now the government to oversee a husband and a wife's sexual relations, especially if the wife is becoming more incapacitated? Because guess what? Husbands and wives, as they get elderly, one or the other becomes more incapacitated at
sure.
times.
Yeah.
So how
right.
does that work?
That, I think that's a great question. And to me, it feels like if they're very worried about the wife getting raped by the husband, and it could be innocent because the husband... You know, doesn't she can't say no. She doesn't know how or
but
whatever.
But conversely, can she say yes?
That's
no,
the question
yeah.
there. She lacks legal capacity. That's
right.
the decision.
Right.
So shouldn't they remove her from husband?
But no, but how
his
do
care?
You, but how is there proof that she is or is not giving consent? That's the question.
Well, so, if you lack capacity, that underneath then, the statute
right. you can't,
is that you can't give consent.
Okay.
So if there's no consent
you're,
that can be given,
simply
it's
incapable
rape.
Of offering
yeah.
consent.
So therefore, it's automatically rape because she can't give consent
legal
to
consent.
Having sex.
Exactly.
Even
so,
if in her mind, which she may not be able to articulate,
yeah.
she
right.
may be saying yes, yes, or no, no, whatever, we just don't know.
So I see yeah. you're saying, under the definition, nice one, Denise. I'm glad Todd and Chris were here. So under the definition, if she's found legally incapacitated, Denise, she can't give consent.
Right.
Therefore, any sexual relations that he has with his wife is therefore not consensual and may be considered rape.
Yes.
How does the judge? What do the judges do in the United States right now?
Where do you go with that?
I mean, where
yeah.
do you go with that?
I don't.
Right
you know
now,
what? We'll research it and ask it maybe or answer that question next week because I've never seen a case like this. I don't even
United
know
States.
Of a case like this in the United States.
But you think of the logical. If you follow the law, logically speaking, you're right, Denise. They
yes.
can't give consent. 855 Law Radio. If you want to bring this topic up about consent or not consent, but again, I know of a lot of older couples that one of the spouses is in bad shape, and who knows if you the spouse, you know, it's your last if they're passing away or dying that you want to have your last intimate relationship with each other and be together, you know, and who knows, you know, I don't know. I just worry about a
talk about maybe government overreach.
I worry about a little bit of government overreach.
It feels like Big Brother,
yeah.
but I also understand we do have courts of protection too, that are at least courts in the United States that are similar to this type of a court. So it could be happening in the United States.
Yeah, we're going to be back and talk. Denise and I will talk about. We got to stay on this same topic. Talk about Harvey Weinstein, Charlie Rose. And there's a lot of issues going on with them. And then we will have our final segment of What Cal? Quick Takes.
Quick Takes.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's much more Radio Law Talk straight ahead, even though we don't have much more time. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Charlie Rose and Harvey Weinstein, because, you know, this is the Me Too movement. If those of you who have been watching the news lately, very interesting things have popped up against Joe Biden, of all people, that he is being accused. And again, on Radio Law Talk, we say these are all accusations. Remember, accusations are individuals that are, you know, stuff is brought against them, and you know what? It doesn't mean necessarily it's true.
Right.
It may or may not be true because they have the right to defend themselves.
And there's a big difference, though, with Joe Biden, because it's not sexual in nature. So they're not alleging sexual harassment. They're just saying he's inappropriate in the way that he expresses his, I guess, by giving a kiss, a hug, getting too close into somebody's personal space. It's not that he's doing something sexual, but he's just inappropriate.
Well, it could
conduct.
Be perceived as sexual, I think. Yeah.
Well, but I think the women have all been really clear that they're not saying this is sexual harassment.
Well, it makes them uncomfortable. It makes them feel, and that, to me, is if you're invading on that space, that would indicate... Yeah, I'm not sure I'm happy about
that. I don't really want to be touched.
It's not like Weinstein. They just don't want to be, yeah.
But what's interesting about that is this country has changed. And you've got to be very careful.
Simple fact.
Because I grew up as a hugger. Our families are huggers. And I even...
Yeah, you still hug.
I know. I hate... My wife's
like,
I like to hug. Even guys, I'll do the man... I call it the man hug. Just the kind of, you know...
One arm.
And one arm. And it's just like, you've got to be very careful. And you're right, Denise. I like to hug. And it's not a... real sexual. It's just like, hey, how you doing? And I've got to be careful with that. We all have to be careful with that.
Did you see Pelosi? Pelosi says that she does the straight arm now. So she doesn't go any closer to a person than to put out her arm straight and shake hands. She won't touch. She won't do anything. And it's sad.
It is.
It's sad to me. And Americans are notoriously bad about having a big square privacy around their body. They have a private space around their body that they insist on keeping. This isn't in other countries the same.
But I think it's enhanced. It's become much more enhanced. I've got to tell you, I have many friends in the theater community especially. We'll go see each other. We'll hug, male, female, doesn't matter.
Right.
That's kind of what happens.
Right.
And it's not a sexual thing. It is a form of greeting that says,
it's
hey,
a gesture.
We were a theater family at one time. We were very close, and I appreciate that. You know, it's that kind of a thing. And for this, all of a sudden, I get what people are saying. Don't even give the appearance of invading somebody's space. I totally get that.
And don't you think a lot of this space that keeps getting wider around us is a result of social media?
Yes, I do.
I think that we're so used to having interactions that don't involve looking in people's eyes, getting too close to each other, touching each other. This is all interactive.
Right.
But it's non-physical interaction.
And I think many times, I mean, I'm a handshaker, I'm a back slapper, and I think many times these are simple, normal, natural methods of showing affection in a greeting. But you can step over the line. And I think that's what
I think it's pretty clear, the line difference. They're pretty clear, the line difference.
Smelling someone's hair and giving them a long kiss on the back of the head, to me,
that's a little bit,
that's
on the edge.
Yeah,
that's on the edge. But
he may not, to be in his defense, he could have leaned in and smelled, but not been trying to smell the hair. I mean, it's all in, and also, I think that a person has a duty to tell the other person if they make him uncomfortable,
right then and there.
He would have apologized, he would have said,
I'm not a hugger.
You know, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I'm not a hugger. Or, you know what, when you did that, it just kind of got a little creepy feeling. So
don't
do it.
And then you would say, well, I didn't realize that. No problem.
Right.
And you both move on.
And a lot of people say, or a lot of people think it's because of differences in their ages, because they're truly generations apart.
Right.
Denise, what I really think it is we have now become, and I see this as a former TV news person, we have become a generation now of gotcha people. So we're looking for any tiny little thing, and this may be a big thing in some people's minds, but some of them are not. We're looking for these little things where we can go to a presidential candidate with whom we do not agree, and we can say, I gotcha, I saw you do that.
Right.
And to me, that's the most distressing part of this, is it shows that communication and interpersonal relationships simply are not. And I see old days, I could say not what they used to be, but not what they should be.
Yeah, right. they're breaking down.
That's my point.
What's interesting is on this same topic is here's a guy that's older that growing the way he grew up, it was probably, you know.
And now you're talking about Charlie Rose.
Yeah, No. Forget Charlie Rose. I'm talking about Joe Biden.
Okay.
Think of the amount of times that Joe Biden has shaken someone's hand.
Kissed babies.
Okay, now when you look at the TV, I watch a show that they're greeting, and this is in Los Angeles. Oh, hi, dear. And they do that from cheek to cheek.
Oh, you're talking Hollywood. You're talking the housewives.
I see people, housewives, a lot of other ones I see, men and women. To do it, and hi, and like the French do on each side.
Right.
You don't kiss their cheek, but you touch cheeks and you kiss.
You make the smacking sound.
To me, it's like that. How's that different? You know, nowadays you just it's everything is too much. I mean, it drives me crazy. Sorry, but we're not political here, but even Joe Biden, whether you're Donald Trump, people need to back up.
Lighten up a little bit.
You know, and I'm not saying this lady in Nevada, I can't remember her name, whether or not she's got a valid argument or not, but you know what? And I'm not saying I'm a Joe Biden fan, but still, doggone it. I he's shaken and hugged a lot of people in his life.
But you know, Fred, the Brett Kavanaugh animus that came out during those hearings, that has prompted people from all sides of the political spectrum to say, if it's going to be good for the goose, it's going to be good for the gander. If you're going to play that game, then we're going to play that game.
Well, it's also President Trump, the allegations that were against him. Now, it's a real good political
discussion.
Tool.
Yeah, right.
No, it's a tool.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of a thing becomes an actual tool in this, in the political arena.
I agree.
And
people say, and I've said on Facebook, I said, look, there's pictures of Biden, there's audio of Trump talking, but there's pictures of Biden that you could use and say, hey, look at this. It's just gotcha. We gotcha. Yeah. It's crazy almost, yeah. I think.
And the amount of time Biden has, you know, I'm not jumping on his, think of the amount of millions of people he's touched, he's hugged, and some of them probably the person may have thought was a little bit too close. I don't know. Maybe he's a touchy person. My two cousins, the women, are just the most, I love them to death. They're the touchiest people in the world. And I love them. And
just, your first cousins?
Yeah, my first cousins. Sorry.
Moving to Utah later.
No. Ooh, that's gross. I just thought about that.
You brought it up, buddy.
I don't want to get into the Charlie Rose thing.
Gotcha.
All right. So Charlie Rose, you know, is being sued for sexual harassment. That was a little deeper. I mean, one lady is claiming that the affidavits are now out. And again, these are all allegations. Charlie Rose says that he's not guilty of these allegations. The one lady is coming out and saying that he would say, come sit by her, and he put his hand on the bench and while she would, because she would sit on his hand and that type of a thing.
Right. It's a step further than just mere allegation, just
right.
Because now it's under penalty of perjury.
Right.
Once you do an affidavit, then if you are lying, that's a crime. And in most states, it's a felony. It's a serious crime.
Right. And so what basically is going on here, again, this is the civil portion. They're doing what's called Charlie Rose is trying to do a motion to dismiss. And he's trying to say basically, look, there's no evidence at all that this occurred or that there's any allegations of sexual harassment here. Throw it out on its merits before it gets to the jury. And what these individual women's lawyers are saying, wait a minute, we should go at least go to the jury, and we should have the opportunity to present this to a jury. So that's what's important. So we got Harvey Weinstein. We got that more's going on in the Charlie Rose case, Charlie Weinstein case.
We're going to have to talk about those.
I know, and we're going to finish up on those next week. But before we end, we always have to do our quick takes. Denise, what's your quick take?
My quick take is if you're going in for a hug or when you want to have sex with your spouse, get a written, informed consent. From the other person.
That's going today. Oh, I said on that one, by the way, when I'm incapacitated, I'm saying it here on Radio Law Talk, my wife, go for it.
Yep. Enjoy yourself.
But that's not my quick take. Hey, when you're in an office with a flagellant boss, always arm yourself with a good can of Febreze and call him or her Mr. or Mrs. Stinky. Thank you for joining us here today on Radio Law Talk. We had a great time. Thank you, Cal. Thank you, Denise. Thank you for those new listeners. Join us next week, 9 to noon Pacific time, live every week. We'll see you later.
Yep, this is Radio Law Talk. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week, same time, same place, and throughout the week via podcast on RadioLawTalk.com.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.